For the first time in their 42-year history, the Anaheim Angels are champions of Major League Baseball. A three-run double in the third inning proved to be the winning hit as Anaheim beat the San Francisco Giants 4-1 in the seventh game of the World Series. From Anaheim, NPR's Tom Goldman prepared this report.
To call the scene in the Anaheim clubhouse last night a celebration really is selling it short. You celebrate a birthday, you go stark raving mad when your baseball team wins a championship after being this close to losing. So they doused each other with champagne and sprayed the room with a kind of zeal that had reporters, okay, me, scurrying for cover. In the middle of the madness was the man who threw the last pitch, reliever Troy Percival.
I'll be honest with you, man, I'm not sure if I'm in shock or what right now because I don't know how to act. I'm sitting here watching a lot of guys that deserve this enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. Our families, our fans, everybody's enjoying this.
He couldn't finish his thought with a bottle of champagne being emptied on his head, so I turned to first baseman Scott Spezio, who was talking about teammate Troy Glass winning the series' most valuable player trophy.
Troy did a great job, but I think we should have melted that down against every one of those fans.
Ah, those fans, clapping their plastic thunder sticks and roaring that roar of someone tasting success for the first time. The Anaheim fans proved Orange County Californians are not just a disaffected mass of people connected only by endless freeway. For the baseball postseason, they were united, devoted, monkey-shaking zealots. Although last night they didn't need the trademark stuffed animal rally monkeys, because the Angels didn't need to stage another memorable comeback. Anaheim led 4-1 in the third inning, and the score never changed. The final game lacked real drama, but what could you expect after the night before? One of the greatest games in World Series history. The Angels' dramatic late-inning comeback in Game 6 turned the World Series in their favor. Losing a 5-0 lead was a punch to the gut for San Francisco, although shortstop Rich Aurelia insisted the collapse of Game 6 didn't weigh the Giants down in Game 7.
Not at all. Not at all. We came in here today confident. We came in here ready to do our jobs. And like I said, we got beat tonight. You know, they were the better team tonight.
Just barely, Anaheim and San Francisco were two evenly matched teams that played one of the best World Series ever. They battled each other for 9 memorable days, setting all kinds of World Series records, swinging momentum at the most unexpected times. Even in defeat, San Francisco second baseman Jeff Kent appreciated what he'd just been through.
The emotion, the adrenaline, the focus, the fear, the exhilaration. This World Series has been unbelievable for us, and we're going home losers, but I think a lot of guys respect now the World Series more now than they ever have.
In fact, it was a wonderful epilogue to a season that had its grungy moments, a near player strike and resultant fan anger that even bubbled over in Anaheim. 2 months ago, Angels fans threw toilet paper on the field and booed the players. Last night, it was confetti and streamers raining down on Edison Field, reminding all once again of the restorative powers of great baseball. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Anaheim.